Well, here it is, 9 o'clock on Saturday, July 25th, 2020, what should be the start of the 73rd Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon. There is no race this year, but Black Diamond Broadcasting, 98.5 UPS, here are some highlights of past years, and we invite you to join us next year for coverage of the 73rd Consumers Energy El Sabo River Canoe Marathon on 98.5 UPS.
We're still waiting.
Old of Grayling and Patrick Lynch, 31, of Schwinnigan, Quebec, are the champions of the 1995 Weyerhaeuser El Sabo River Canoe Marathon with a time of 14 hours, 20 minutes, and 40 seconds.
And here they come under the finish line. Serge Corbin, his 10th marathon win, and Jeff Kolka, his first. Serge Corbin, 30 from St. Boniface, Quebec. Jeff Kolka, 37 from Grayling. And they're getting a big round of applause as they pull in under the bridge and into their final portage area here in this 49th Weyerhaeuser El Sabo River Canoe Marathon.
Jeff Kolka and Serge Corbin are going to win their 8th consecutive El Sabo River Canoe Marathon. Folks, it wasn't easy. They were tested, especially the last 4 or 5 hours of the race, but they are victorious. Here they come under the bridge. Serge Corbin, Jeff Kolka, your winners of the 56th Weyerhaeuser El Sabo River Canoe Marathon.
Absolutely, positively, Jeff's most impressive win here.
And here we go. They've been knocking on the door for the past 3 triple crown races. And this is the race they get it done. Andy Trebold and Steve LeJoie are the winners of the 2004 Weyerhaeuser El Sabo River Canoe Marathon. The run of Serge Corbin and Jeff Kolka has come to an end on the El Sabo River on a Sunday afternoon.
I'm moving in stereo. Like Shine.